What's up, folks? We're back with another edition of the NASCAR DFS podcast. We're previewing the Cookout 400 that's at Martinsville on Sunday. And I'm leading, which means Dan Malin's not here. He's got some family stuff to attend to. So we've got a special guest. That's right. Ed Rouse is back with us.
Let's go. I am doing very, very good today. I'm excited for Martinsville this weekend. Last week I was for the Easter race at Richmond. It was okay. The overtime kind of made it exciting, but we got kind of spoiled early in the season already. And then now we're getting to, like, you know, the more boring races, but hey, what can you do? Martinsville should be fun. So,
I mean, not every race can be a banger, right?
Not every race can be a banger, man. This season's been good so far. I'm not going to lie.
It has. We're what, 7 races in, and 4 of them are mm-hmm. in contention for race of the year.
Yeah.
It's
been great.
We haven't even had a Kansas race yet, which is usually penciled in as a race of the year candidate.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm excited though.
Do you think Denny went early?
Looked like it. I mean,
it looked like it.
I didn't notice it at first, but when they showed the replay, I was like, oh yeah. And of course, no punishment, nothing.
Yeah. He admits it. And then the senior VP of competition for NASCAR kept opening his face and digging a bigger hole for himself. Like, we call that if it's lap 300. Okay, so then why aren't you calling it on lap 401?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
You literally punished Chase Elliott on the last lap at COTA last week after mm-hmm. the checkered for going outside the, you know, pulling an F1 penalty and going outside the lines. You've gotten guys at Talladega and Daytona for double yellow line violations after the checker flag. You've literally DQ'd winners mm-hmm. at Phoenix mm-hmm. because somebody called in and complained that Harvick's windshield didn't look right.
But here we are. Denny Hamlin has to have something on the executives at NASCAR. He knows something that we don't. It has to.
He has to. And I like Joey's comments, actually, that was like, if I get black flag for the same thing this week, I'm going to be pissed. Yeah. Well, you should be.
He should be worried about his racing this season.
I mean, he should. It hasn't gone well. No. Some news we got this week, speaking of not going well, Austin Dillon's season has not been going well.
Right? No.
Not good. Why? Because his crew chief was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's got his old crew chief back. Justin Alexander is back atop the pit box for the 3 team. There's all sorts of stats out there this week about how much better he is when Justin Alexander's his crew
ever chief. Since his show got canceled, he's gone downhill, man.
I mean, that's true. Well, not entirely. He had a good start to the year last year when Kyle Busch had just joined RCR.
Yeah, that's true.
He had a good start
last year, and then
right at Richmond last year, didn't they finish like 2-3 in the spring race?
Yeah.
But
then that show got on television and got canceled right away, and he hasn't been the same since.
I mean, there is that. So good news for Austin Dillon. He gets a better crew chief. I don't know why they keep breaking the two of them up, because the results keep showing that maybe that's just the guy that should be working with Austin Dillon. He's got a lot more top tens, a lot more top fives, a whole lot better average finish. So, good news.
Maybe he'll back his way into the playoffs again with his one random win during rain or the last lap after a crash like he normally does.
Hey, you know, normally that's safe for Alex Bowman. This year it's safe for Denny Hamlin backing his way in with a restart violation. So we get another short track, another Virginia short track to be specific, mm-hmm. Martinsville, known as the paperclip because it kind of looks like one.
Yeah.
Shortest track in NASCAR and one of the trickiest, man, not just to pass, but like I heard a clip from Christopher Bell this week talking about how basically all the other tracks, dirt racers can figure out, find the grooves, find how to make the car fast. Martinsville, you can't do that. There's really not more than one groove. Maybe one and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
You know, the last four winners of the Martinsville race were the last four winners of the Martinsville race were just happened to be the final four in the at Phoenix in the championship last year. Blaney, Larson, Bell, and Byron. Interesting stat.
Look at you coming prepared.
And we had a repeat winner since Martin Truex, 2021. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight new winners here.
Well, you know, his name's on the track, so he's got to win every so often.
That's true. He does have a lot of wins there. I'll give him that.
It is his ville, right? Martin's ville. It's literally his place.
He lives there, right?
he may as well. There was a stretch he won 3 of 4, and then he hasn't won one in five trips here. He's pretty salty about that restart. I would expect him to show up.
Yeah, he kind of got screwed out of that whole thing. He was going to win for sure.
I mean, pick crew didn't help either, but
that also that, yeah. But yeah, that was That was rough.
Yeah, it was. So we'll see. It's his turn to prove.
He's still the point leader, though, right?
Because he finished fourth.
Yeah.
So, my bet hit there.
I got you the week before with Chase Elliott, and then you got me last week with
you. Did you snuck in with Chase, and then my guy missed by 2 spots, and somehow Chase, who was outside of the bet, snuck in like the last 3 laps of Bristol.
That's right. He's great on concrete. That Chase is great on road courses and concrete.
He wasn't for like,
nope.
497 laps. He was outside the top 10, and then
it's not how you start; it's how you finish, Matt Sells.
I mean, that's true. I could have used some help there, Busher. That would have been nice.
Bowman started off great last week and finished crappy. So there's that.
That's true. By the way, it's gonna be a little hard to tell the Hendrick cars apart this week. They're all candy apple red for the 40th anniversary of Hendrick. I saw that on their Twitter. They have different sponsors, but they're all mostly candy apple red. So it's gonna be
That'll make for fun viewing.
It will, especially when 2 of them are leading like all of the laps. So we'll see. In terms of DFS strategy this week,
they have won 3 of the last 5 races here. So there
you go. They have. They've done pretty well in general at Martinsville. Jimmy Johnson has several grandfather clocks. Yes, that's right. This is the track with the grandfather clocks. Mm-hmm. Best trophy. One of the best trophies in all of racing, I would say.
You know who has one? Ryan Blaney.
Yes, he does. Yes,
and he was the first Ford to actually win this race since Brad Keselowski in June of 2019 before the pandemic.
Yeah, I believe that was a race where he led 460 something.
Yeah, so lap. Fords haven't been so great at Martinsville. Take away Blaney's win in the playoffs last year, they have not.
Yeah, it's been a struggle in the short track package for the Fords, generally speaking. So we do have the short track package on the cars again this week. We had it there at Richmond. We did not at Bristol. That was the intermediate package on the cars at Bristol, but we did have this package on the cars at Phoenix. So keep a track. Those are the tracks this year where this package has been on there. In terms of tracks we're looking at this week, we're generally sticking with the flatter ones, right? So Bristol's out, not flat enough. Yes, it's a short track, not flat, right? We're looking at Phoenix. We're looking at, obviously, previous Martinsville races. We're looking at Richmond and New Hampshire. And then if you want to, you can sprinkle in a little bit of Gateway or Worldwide Technology Raceway. And a little bit of Nashville, because Nashville's reasonably flat.
Got to have a little bit of Nashville, baby.
A little bit of spice in there. Right? Plus, it's concrete. And Martinsville is half asphalt, half concrete.
That means Chase Elliott will be half good.
He'll be good for a while, and then in the second half, he'll inexplicably fall off, and nobody will figure out why. Oh, it's the asphalt part.
Yeah. Yep. Science.
Yes, there you go. Strategy. In terms of how we're building this week, I'm going with at least 2 dominators. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Right? There are 400 laps in this race, kind of like we had last week. So there's going to be a lot of laps led chances. There's going to be a decent amount of fastest laps here, even though the fastest laps won't be all that fast compared to other places. They'll still count as fastest laps. So we're kind of building like we did at Richmond, right? Except position differential here is way worse than it is at Richmond. Way harder to pass at Martinsville than it is at Richmond, unless you're being lapped unless you're being lapped.
Yeah, or unless you're Kyle Larson. Then it doesn't matter. You can start wherever and end up in the top 10 easily.
That's so true. So in general, we're going to want to watch practice and qualifying here. Long runs are going to matter. You'll see a bunch of guys out there doing, like, I don't know, 30, 40 lap runs in practice. We do get practice and qualifying on Saturday, and then we'll get the race on Sunday. And then in terms of schedule for this week, I am also covering the Xfinity playbook for Malin. So
nice.
That practice is Friday. We're recording this on Thursday evening. Xfinity practice is Friday, and then the race is Saturday night. So I will have it out. Not 100% sure yet, either late Friday night or Saturday morning, the Xfinity playbook will be out. And then Cup playbook will be out probably late Saturday afternoon, I would imagine.
So who's the dominator you're going with here? Because there's like five on my radar here. And literally, it's Larson and Hamlin. I like Blaney because he's actually been really well here besides his win. It depends on how he qualifies, but he's had a couple top fives over the last couple years, obviously won it. And William Byron, Christopher Bell, but between Hamlin and Larson, I'm going Larson as my like favorite pay up over 11K over Hamlin.
Yeah. I think Hamlin. So there's two ways to view Hamlin this week, right? Either people are going to stay off of him because they think last week was a fluke with the jumped restart.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
And whatnot. The other way to view him is to play him because he's going to be out to prove that it wasn't just the jumped restart that won him a race, and he's going to show up and, you know, ball out at a track where he's done decently.
He said three straight top fives here.
Yeah.
Three straight.
The last time he got a terrible reception was when he wrecked Chase Elliott out.
Yeah, so, that's not the one you want to wreck out.
No, he got booed at his own home track because he wrecked out Chase Elliott.
He gets booed at everyone's track now. So that's I mean,
this is also where that gif, it's just short track racing, comes from, too, by the way.
So are you going to go kind of half and half between Hamlin and Larson then?
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be dependent a little bit on where they start. If one of them's starting ahead of the other one, then I'll play more of that one. I do think that Truex can be really, really good here.
Yeah, he's the third most expensive at 10.8.
So. Yeah. So there are, what do we got? On DK, there's five guys.
Why is Gibbs so expensive?
That's actually cheaper than he's been, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, he was 10K at Richmond.
Wow. I know he's been racing good. He hasn't been able to finish these races. He's been racing really well this season, but he just can't. Like, it's almost like the last 30 laps, he just falls apart.
Yeah, I mean, he ran really, really well at Bristol, and then he late did. Race, yeah. Pit stop, didn't do him any favors. He raced
How
really
many times
well,
is you know, Ty Gibbs more expensive than Chase Elliott? It's crazy.
It may be a decent amount this year, but by the way, it's still just in the 9K range. So we talked about last week how he completely jumped the 9K range. He went
to
from 8,700
to 10K. 10.
Now he's at 9K. So
he's at 9 exactly, which is a good price, actually. If you,
I think it is. So that'll be a little. He's actually less expensive than Joey Logano, which makes zero sense.
I believe he's third in points per race this year in DraftKings.
He is. Third. Truex is first. Yeah. Second.
And then Gibbs third, over and Larson and Bell. This is crazy.
And Bell, and then there's a big drop to Chastain.
Oh, maybe 9 is a good price for him here. Could be kind of sneaky.
Yeah. I quite like Ty Gibbs at 9K, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now going, actually, that's not too bad because you could do a Larson with Gibbs.
Yeah, you could do – can we build
or, a – or a Hamlin.
Yeah, we could build a
– you're going to have somebody, though. In your lineups this week, you're going to have somebody that is straight – like luck from the back, like you're gonna have to the way this is priced. You're gonna have to have a Stenhouse Jr. at 6,000 I don't want that, but
you know what, I'm going Gilliland and Austin Dillon. That's who I'm pairing.
When in doubt, go with the Todd Father, baby.
And Austin Dillon with the boost from his new crew chief. Let's go.
Yeah, Gillian has not been good lately, though.
No, he has not.
He's actually, last year he was great as like a low budget play, like plug and play every week. This year, not as good. He only has he hasn't been over 20 points since, well, for four races, and then he's not been good.
Yeah. So
I like Justin Haley in this race.
It's hard not to like. I mean, that guy shows up in tracks you wouldn't expect him to show up.
It's only 5,500. You get a lot of savings there, and you could go down from Stenhouse or Toddfather and save 500, 600 bucks there. And then now I have 81 average with my Gibbs and Larson to kind of get some better drivers in there. So I like that.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to Logano for a second.
I got. Why is he priced so high?
it's not been smooth sailing for him at all.
9,500.
Right. He's out qualified where he's finished most races. It's not been good. The Fords seem to be struggling.
I mean, he has, of the seven races, three of them are negative points.
Yeah.
one is five, but the last two races, he does have 61 and 56 points. So it's
right. So here's my question. He's starting to turn it around.
Yeah.
Right. He just said he's gotten 50 plus points in two straight races on DK.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 14 similar races, which is basically all of the similar races going back to 2022, the start of 2022, Logano, if we take out Josh Berry, who's run two of those races, so his average finish doesn't really, I mean, it's great. It's 6.5 and he ran well at Richmond last week, but
he did.
Taking out Josh Berry, Logano has the best average finish over those 14 races at 6.6.
Wow.
And over the last six Martinsville races, which goes back to 2021, which is all.
He's in a lot of top tens here. I'm looking at. Yeah.
He has the best average finish in that span.
In the last 10, right?
Over the last six Martinsville races, which is next gen, all of the next gen races here.
And then behind him is Larson and probably Hamlin, I'd imagine.
Blaney is second at 6.2.
Wow.
Six.
Wow. How do Fords not have a. how do they not win here? I don't get it.
I don't know. But well, because those are the only two, the next best
you have to face
Briscoe at 12.8.
Ooh, yeah. I'm not touching Briscoe.
Because you got Larson, Byron, Truex, Chase.
Denny. Actually, what is Briscoe's price? Because sometimes they price him down a little bit, and it could be he's at 75.
I may roll with Chase Briscoe.
At 75, yeah. Sneaky, right in between Barry and Wallace.
At the shorter, flatter tracks, Chase Briscoe tends to be the Eric Almirola of new Eric Almirola of SHR.
Right? How exciting.
Look, everybody's got a role.
Yep.
You know where it fits, you plug and play him, and he does okay for you. He did okay at Richmond last week. Not great. Not great. I'll be the first one to admit it. But in the last six Martinsville races, Chase Briscoe has four straight top tens.
Wow.
Ninth, 10th, 5th, and 4th.
At 7,500, plug and play right there. That is, I love it.
I mean, four straight.
Watch him go and get the pole, though, and ruin all of our dreams.
Ryan Preece was playable here last spring. Ryan Preece landed on the pole and led 135 laps.
Yeah, that's true.
He finished outside the top 10, but if you're leading 135 laps.
Which will happen here.
Which you can click off in a hurry. So, you know, in the mid-tier, you could do a whole lot worse than Chase Briscoe. I mean, the three of them combined, Briscoe and Barry and Priest, are all right next to each other at 72 to 75. That's interesting. Kyle Busch, I want no parts of this.
I was just going to ask about him. Yeah, I'm talk about a guy who's just having a straight-up mediocre season.
Oh no, it's awful.
But for him, it's awful. But if you look at the stats, every race has just been terrible. Like, not his standard, right?
So, I mean, at COTA he finished 9th.
Yeah,
and Atlanta he finished 3rd.
Yes.
And then Daytona was 12th on the non plate or road races.
He's 20 or worse, right?
He's 20th or worse.
Yeah.
20, 25, 22, 26. He's 20th or worse.
He's only led at 18 laps this entire season in 7 races.
Oh, his former number.
Yeah, maybe he's just quitting there.
More notable for picking a fight with Christopher Bell for a line that he should have never taken in the first place.
Yeah, I'm not touching. I'm not touching him. And they dropped his price to 8,100.
Well, they should have. He was 9,700 last week and stunk up the joint at Richmond.
Hasn't been under 9,000 this entire season. And finally, DraftKings said, "Let's just put him at 8,100."
Yeah.
Let's drop his salary $1,000 for this week.
Yeah,
I'm still not touching him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So, out of the top plays, look, anybody that's over 10K, we're going to need laps led. You can basically forget about position differential here. Like, if one of those guys starts in the back, it's very hard to convince me to play him at Martinsville.
All four of those guys who are over 10K have led a lot of laps here in the last four races.
They have. C. Bell has done really
well. And you can count William. William, you might as well put William Byron there at 9.8 too.
Yeah. So those guys are going to have to lead laps. They're all capable of doing it. That's why they're priced that high. You know, we'll see who runs well at practice. We'll see where they qualify.
Yep. By the way, you do the best job of that, where you have a full breakdown on fastalarm.com that shows 20 lap average in practice or 10 lap average, which is good because you could find some diamond in the roughs there that they may, maybe they didn't qualify well, but if you look at the practice, so I look at that a lot. So check it out if you haven't.
Yeah, that'll be in the playbook.
Yep.
Practice and qualifying results, as well as, you know, race trends and where the laps led are coming from, and then scoring histories, all in the playbook. So you're going to want
fantastic stuff, man. Check it out.
Appreciate it.
You're watching this for free right now on YouTube. Want to know how we get our stats and our information? Well, you got to go to fanstorm.com, get the playbook, and check it out because it is really detailed and amazing work he does. So, Matt, okay, I'm done pumping you up. I'm going to let a little bit of air out of your head now, and we can
move on. Behind me is a couple of trophies that give me
pretty deep. Jesus. Okay. Well, that was the NASCAR DFS podcast. Matt's going to go polish his trophies for the next hour.
We're good. They just chill there.
I got trophies up here. See, mine are for winning fantasy football and baseball.
I mean, that's nice. I mean,
yeah. What are they going to do, like a fantasy NASCAR league that's like a year round?
They have them. You can do them.
Like you draft, like I'm the, like if I draft Hamlin, I'm the only one that has him for the whole season. Like it's my team.
I don't. Andrew Cooper and I have been talking about a league for a little bit.
That'd be kind of cool.
Really, because
I mean.
Sneaky, by the way, Andrew Cooper pays attention to NASCAR. Not just a tight end guy. Not just an NFL guy.
It's a family show. Good. He needs to, because it's awesome. And I see him. I see him in the Discord. I see Mpemba in the Discord too.
Yeah.
Shouting out too. So it's are we gonna see
a bumper thrown this week like we did last week?
That was crazy. What was it?
Guys, straight up ripped his bumper off.
Well, it was almost off anyways, but he did finish the job and then just threw it at, like, yeah, I mean, he got fined for that, right? He stayed in the middle of the track while they're doing caution laps. It's crazy.
Yeah. Who throws a shoe?
Or I think Ryan Blaney once threw his, like, part of his helmet neck brace thing at somebody once.
Yeah, Tony Stewart launched his helmet a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, he's known for that. Yeah, I don't know. That was crazy. I didn't watch that race. I just watched the end of it. I was like,
I've never seen a bumper thrown.
And he made contact too. It was a great throw. I mean, those things are light. It's only like carbon fiber. It's not like it's real.
Agreed. But the wind could catch it. You know, it's kind of.
Yeah. It could go flying. Yeah. No, that was great. That was a good shot. A+ for effort. That's for sure.
We want to turn our attention to some of the bets we like this week. Now that we've pretty Let's well kind of like the value guys, I'm a little hesitant to get into because it's going to really depend on where they qualify here.
Yeah, Haley, we talked about Briscoe at 75. Briscoe, we like Haley. He likes Todd Father. We'll see where they qualify, and then read the playbook once they qualify, and you'll get all that information. So, but yeah. I do like Haley as my like cheap guy this week.
I would not go with Harrison Burton. That curse looked like absolutely
no. The Wood Brothers go down, down.
Even though this is their home track, I can't. He's done so much worse this year than last year. It's unbelievable.
That's hard to do.
I mean, he was good in some points.
Yeah, he was okay. He hasn't been on my radar for since he took over that Wood Brothers car, to be honest.
Well, the only one you played in the Wood Brothers car was Ryan Blaney. So
yeah, he was pretty good. I don't know, just
he was. He got them their last win.
Yeah. Yep.
He did it. Pocono. He won at Pocono in the Wood Brothers car.
May be their last win.
They've been sitting on 99 wins since Blaney's win.
I got 99 problems, but a win ain't one.
Yeah, that's.
Or is it? Apparently. All right, let's talk about Betty.
Yeah, one other one that's intriguing, by the way, depends on where he qualifies. Daniel Suarez is a little under the radar at short tracks.
Oh yeah,
a little bit. I mean, you know, we're not expecting world beating numbers out of him, but like,
is he rocking the purple tootsie? If he's rocking that purple tootsie, he's always good in that purple tootsie. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I have to double check. You know,
when he rocks the purple tootsie.
These paint schemes, like Malin and I talked about last week, that Truex was going to be in the Auto Trader's paint scheme. We're like, it's over. It's a night race. It's Richmond. He's in the Auto Trader's paint scheme, and it almost was over. He was really good.
Ryan Blaney in the body armor car. Every time he's in that body armor car, he wins. It used to
be Kyle Busch in the Interstate, and then, yeah. And then not so much.
Until he went through the rain that one time.
Didn't his tire fall off at Pocono or go flat at the end of Pocono?
I think so, too. Yeah. All right, Kyle Busch has gotten too much time on this show today. We're not
even going to play. Nope. So, betting. I don't like the value on Denny Hamlin to outright win.
Plus 500, no value there.
Yeah, by the way, that's the best line. At BetMGM, he's plus 250.
Jeez. Do they be? Oh, my God. Oh, they don't even have BetMGM up here yet.
I mean.
Oh, I have Caesars, DraftKings, but. Oh, yeah. They have plus 3. Jesus. Yeah. No, thank you. I do like Christopher Bell outright.
Plus 900?
Yep. Yeah. This value there.
I will take
Larson's kind of Larson's fourth consensus here too, which is kind of crazy. What's the lowest you have for Larson? I have him at plus 800.
I have plus 800 for Larson.
That's a great value right there too. Those are my two guys I think I'd kind of go for. I know you probably like Truex, but he's still. I would rather pepper on Bebel and Larson, and maybe William Byron. He won this race. Four races ago, he's looked good this year. You could get him at plus 1,000, plus 1,200.
I see him at plus 1,400.
There you go. That must be BetMGM. Yeah, plus 1,400. That's a no-brainer. Sprinkle some money on William Byron to win outright at plus
1,400. I'm a little intrigued by Joey at 12-1.
No, I'm not touching it.
He's got, like we just said, he has the best average finish here in the field. I know he has
more.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's starting to turn it around the last two races,
especially
last week at Richmond. He was pretty speedy, pretty racy up there. A little interesting.
Definitely love me some William Byron top five. Holy cow. What are they doing here?
I haven't checked the top five, so let's see what the top five is.
You can get plus money value on a top five for William Byron.
Plus
I think it's
190 for a top.
Yep.
Can also get plus 190 for Joey at the top five.
Yeah. Those are both nice.
Dude averages a 6.5 average finish in the last six races here.
Those are 6.3 both nice.
3 over the last 14 similar.
Is Denny Hamlin is the only one that's negative for top five?
Heck, man. Truex at plus 125 for a top five. Let's go. I might double down on this on Grover's Grill.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do top five.
Top five last week. I don't know why I wouldn't do it this week. It's better return.
I'm probably going to take Byron top five, to be honest. Or maybe Bell, because there's also plus money on him as well.
There's plus money on Gibbs, too.
On Larson. On everybody except for Hamlin. This is crazy. But, again, it's always hard to do this before qualifying. You got to get kind of lucky in a race like this on where they finish in qualifying. Who's on the pole? Who's in the top five? Because they're going to lead laps. And that's kind of yeah, with the way this race works.
Curious. Let's see what.
Looking at top tens.
Let's see what top 10 odds are.
You got a Chase Briscoe plus money. Top 10. We talked about him. I thought we'd like him.
Yeah. I may take Bubba at plus 110 for a top 10.
How about Daniel Suarez top 10 plus 300? Caesars.
That's a definite possibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's a definite. And
I like you that one.
Ryan Preece top 10 at plus 185. I know that SHR hasn't been great, but Preece is a short track guy.
He is very good at short tracks. What was his DraftKings price?
What?
What was his DraftKings price? Oh, he's 7,200.
He's 70. Okay. He's in that. Yeah, he's in that grouping with
Barry and Briscoe and all that. Yeah, yeah, and Suarez. Oh, by the way, Daniel Suarez is the nice salary of the week at 6,900.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Austin Dillon.
Yeah, top tens. I mean. Yeah, top tens. I'm not touching any of the main guns here for top 10. It's not worth it to put money down to win minus 210. I'm go good.
So here's my question.
I do like Suarez.
How much do we believe in the crew chief change for Austin Dillon?
I don't. I don't believe in Austin Dillon. That's the problem.
At plus 900 for a top 10?
I mean,
it's ridiculous for a top 10.
You could put $5 on it. See what happens.
I'm not saying bet your mortgage. I'm just saying, but like,
I've wasted $5 on worse. That's for sure. But I don't know, man. He's just not good. I don't know. I've never been a fan of his ever.
I know, but the stats.
That is pretty good. That's not for a top 10 for a racer at his. I hate to say this quality, but compared to everybody else he's in here with, plus 900 is pretty, pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to come down to where he qualifies.
Loving Daniel Suarez top 10 though. At plus 300.
That's pretty nice.
I like that one a lot.
Let's see here about some matchups.
Yeah, you tell me the matchup. I'll tell you who I got.
So do you want matchups first and then I give you the let you think about it and then give you the odds, or you want matchup and odds together?
Matchup and odds together.
Okay. So let's start with the heartstrings one for you.
Okay.
Ryan Blaney versus William Byron.
Ooh,
Ryan Blaney, the shortest odds you can find is minus 150.
I mean, it's plus odds for William.
And it's the best plus odds you can find. It's 150, minus 150 for Blaney, plus 115 at BetMGM. Or it's minus 175 for Blaney, plus 130 for Byron at DK.
Yeah, I'm not touching that. I think it's very even. I both have this spot. They're both going to be top 10 drivers.
Yeah, I don't know that there's enough incentive on either side.
Nah.
Like, it's not short enough for me to put Blaney. I'm not 100% sold that he can finish.
He's been good here. Byron. He's been good here.
He has been good.
So has Byron. So yeah, that's a toss. There's no reason to bet that unless you're trying to bet every matchup and you just do that one for fun. Like that. Yeah. There's no analysis. It's very even.
How about
the only thing I could say is take Byron only because he's plus odds. Because but that's it. Like, there's no other strategy besides that. So.
Right. I would agree. How about Denny at minus 155 or Truex at plus 120?
I'd take Truex.
Or you have.
I think Truex is going to race Denny Hart.
The better odds would be Truex at plus 135 over Denny at minus 175.
I'm taking Truex.
I think so too. I think Truex may dump him.
He may. Maybe he'll throw his bumper at him. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Here's one that I really wish was shorter odds, but I understand it. Bubba Wallace minus 136 compared to Kyle Busch.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not touching the minus 136, but I'm taking Bubba straight up. Like, come on.
I mean, 136 minus 136 isn't terrible.
You're it's not getting, terrible. Yeah, I'd put some money on that.
You're still getting what, $60 back on a $100 bet.
What are some of the Chase Briscoe ones? Because I'm really interested in those.
Okay, how about Chase Briscoe plus 105 over Josh Berry at minus 136?
Yes. Yes.
I'm fine with that. How about Briscoe minus 175 over Noah Gragson at plus 150?
Easy money. Easy money right there. That, right? Do you agree? That is easy money. I know it's minus 175, but come on. Noah Gragson stinks, dude. He's just not good. He has a mullet, probably, and he's always angry, and it's just, yeah.
I would probably still put it on Briscoe. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Another one. I'm trying to see if there's another.
One guy we haven't really talked about here is Tyler Reddick.
It's true.
What's your thoughts on him here?
Here you go. Minus 114 for Reddick or minus 105 for Chastain?
Ooh, Reddick. I think Reddick's a better driver for this short track than Chastain is.
Yeah, but Chastain got the hail.
Yeah, but he can't do that anymore.
I know he can't.
It's illegal. So
I just wanted to say Hail Melon. That was the whole point of that.
Do you agree? I think I'm going Reddick here. I think Reddick could be sneaky, underowned, and depending on where he qualifies, could be an interesting DraftKings play too.
So here's the interesting thing about Reddick. Last six races in Martinsville.
Not
average
good.
Start of 17.7.
Okay.
Average finish.
Doesn't qualify well.
Average finish is 21.3.
Oh. What about Ross?
He's finished 8th, 18th, 18th, 36th, 22nd, 26th.
Ooh, what about Ross?
Ross. He, on average, starts 21st.
Jesus. Neither one of these guys are good here.
On average, he finishes 13 and a half.
Okay, so he actually gets better.
He but does, and he's finished top five twice. One of them was the Hail Melon.
Okay.
But the last two have been 13th and 14th.
Yeah. Neither one of those guys I'm excited about for DFS now.
In the last 14 similar races,
I'm taking Chastain over Reddick now.
Chastain has an average start of 13.3 and an average finish of 11.7.
Okay. So he doesn't qualify well, but he stays where he's at.
Reddick in the last 14 starts on average 12.6. Finishes on average 21.5.
Well, two of those were crash outs, so that doesn't help.
Okay, but there's only two top tens in the 14. Race.
Yeah. Okay, you changed my tune. I'm taking Chastain over Reddick. I'm taking Chastain, but I'm not playing any of them in DFS. I'm not playing either of them in DFS.
Okay, so now that you're... So there's another Chastain matchup that we can... Chastain, minus 115. Alex Bowman minus 110.
What happened to Alex Bowman? He's just not. He used to be like a couple years ago. He was dependable as hell. Now he's like just not to.
He is easily the fourth car in Hendrick.
Isn't that crazy?
Easily the fourth car in
Hendrick. It is just crazy to think that's how far we've come over the last 3 years. But that's we're here. He was pretty dominant 3 years ago.
Here's the last one I'm going to ask you.
Oh, are we taking Bowman in that one? Or Chastain?
I might take Chastain.
I think I might take Chastain too.
Minus 115 isn't terrible compared to minus 110, so it's not like you're losing a ton of edge there.
Bowman has had,
Kyle Busch.
Bowman's been terrible at short tracks. Okay, Kyle Busch. Oh, God, why are we mentioning him again?
So, because I really want to see where you stand on this very far apart matchup.
Okay.
Okay. Best odds. For Kyle Busch, plus 210. Who is he going against?
Plus 210, like Ryan Blaney or somebody?
Joey Logano at minus 225.
I mean, you got to pick Logano, to be honest, but...
I mean...
I'm not... I mean, why even have that matchup? That doesn't make any sense. No one's going to bet on that.
Somebody will...
Some degenerate will, but not us. Matthew Sells. Not I.
Truex Blaney is a dead even minus 114 apiece. So I'm not sure why anybody would bet that. There's no edge.
No edge. Yeah, we're talking about two guys we expect to be in the top five, top ten. Like, there's no edge there. I really did. Who was the one against Noah Gragson? I like the Chase Briscoe against Briscoe Grigson
-175
a lot.
That's on BetMGM.
Oh no, Chase Briscoe over Josh Berry. I like that one a lot too.
Oh yeah, he was going off. Briscoe's going off at +105 on Bet Rivers over Josh Berry at -1.
Maybe we just like Chase Briscoe this week, my friend.
Maybe.
His price is nice.
You want to like it? People like it when I call a long shot. Who are we going with for a long shot to win?
To win?
To win.
To win as a long shot? God, it's so hard to.
Where is it? 125 to 1
For Suarez. Yeah, I like Suarez. I mean, you. Yeah, Suarez is nice there. I'm not. It has to be Suarez.
I mean,
have you checked the weather? What's the weather going to be like? You look.
I think it's supposed to be nice.
Okay.
I haven't fully checked.
We've gotten pretty lucky with the weather so far this year. Knock on wood.
I mean,
we had the Coliseum wasn't in.
They will have, I believe, they will have rain tires again if they need them. They could start damp.
Okay.
But I don't think it's supposed to do anything in Martinsville this weekend.
Yeah, I think Suarez would be my long shot too. Like long shot. Like there's a couple guys I like in the medium era. You know, Chase Briscoe is still +725. He has better odds than Tyler Reddick and Bubba and Chastain. Wow. But yeah, I think Daniel Suarez, what is it, +2,500?
Plus 100, plus maybe
you have better odds.
It's 125 to 1.
Yeah, that's there. You go. There's your long shot. Everyone below him, no way, Jose.
Yeah, I mean, if you really have a whole lot of faith in Justin Haley showing up,
I do like Justin Haley in
like 2,000 to 1
in DFS, but not to win the race.
Do not bet any of those guys. Only sprinkle some on Suarez, only because he's going to need every break in the book.
If he's in the purple Tootsie car, sprinkle some money on it, baby.
I mean,
love that purple Tootsie.
There you go. That's how we're going to end this.
All right. Love that purple Tootsie. Woo!
On that note, good luck, FA Nation. We will have content out this week. I believe Malin is still covering the truck race. So
nice.
Good there. But yeah, I'll have Xfinity. I will try my darndest. I know that series is usually a crapshoot. But yep. We'll see. Last time I filled in for him, I did okay. So here's hoping that I do all right. But yeah. Well, you know, keep your eyes peeled for all the content. We'll be in Discord this weekend answering questions, lineup stuff. And with that, good luck, FA Nation, and enjoy the Cookout 400.
Peace.